Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council special meeting this July 30th, 2024. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstead?
Here.
Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mayor Prus?
Here. Madam Clerk?
Are there any citizens' comments?
Well, I don't see any, so citizens' comments are closed.
New business item A is resolution number 5131, a resolution awarding a contract to Braun Northwest in the amount of $337,260 for an ambulance, introduced by Mayor Prus.
Chief Kakaro, why don't you come up and stay for the remainder of the meeting?
I didn't want to come up uninvited.
Or this meeting is all about you, and it's a special meeting, sir.
It is. Thank you.
We have a resolution awarding a contract to Braun Northwest for $337,260 for an ambulance. Could you bring us through this, please?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council, for having this meeting. I appreciate that. I know it's last minute. Early morning stuff is hard to work into your schedule, so we appreciate this. Last year during the budgeting process, the council approved an ambulance to be purchased during this fiscal year. Going through the entire bidding process and building process, we got to the point of getting ready to purchase the ambulance, and we missed one little important step, which is very important, but we missed it, was to get this resolution done. So after looking at several different options, Braun Northwest was able to give us an ambulance that was exactly to our specifications. After your budget amendment a few days ago gave us the money to cover this purchase in particular, and now we're at the point where we want to award the contract so the bill can begin, and hopefully we'll see this ambulance in a couple of years, however long it takes for this to actually happen. So that's kind of where we're at. If you have any specific questions, I'll be glad to answer it, but this will give us and actually a little bit of an improved version of the ambulance that we bought the last few years. So it'll look very similar, but there actually are some upgrades, and we're still in the general price range that we were looking for. We are a little bit above the initial budget that we were looking at, but in this vehicle market, the crystal ball is very cloudy with how much a vehicle is going to look like when you actually finish the spec and get it ready to be built. So,
Ms. Sprinkle.
So the important part is that we already knew we were doing this.
This was approved for the 24 budget.
And we covered this, most of it, in our budget.
That's correct. We were with the final quote, we were over at the quote about $37,000. So we had $300,000 initially budgeted, and after everything shook through the process, we needed the extra $37,260, which we approved in a budget amendment a few weeks ago.
We did, and I remember getting, maybe last year, a schedule of the apparatus that the fire department needed, and does this still fit into that schedule?
Yeah, so this, if you remember back in 23, the budget included a projected vehicle replacement plan.
Yes.
This was in the 24 plan to be replaced, along with the tender that we'll speak about next, I'm assuming.
Good.
So this is all part of our normal ambulance rotation. This will replace a 12-year-old ambulance that is no longer probably really super great to be on the road. So it's going to, like we said, this will be over a year away from this being delivered. So that ambulance will be technically overdue to be replaced. So
one last question. What do we do with the old one?
That's what I was just going
to
ask.
So we have several options. I've spoken to Public Works, Jeremiah Record, and our goal for that one's probably going to be to surplus it and sell it at auction. Once we get one more new ambulance purchase in the future, we'll probably start recommending to start remounting ambulances to save cost, because then all of our boxes will be relatively new, the module part of the ambulance, and then we'll just be replacing chassis and updating technology moving forward. But the two oldest ambulances at Public Works are a little bit too old to remount and actually get a lot of use out of, so one more new ambulance after this one, and then unless something catastrophic happens, we'll probably start recommending that we remount ambulances to save some money.
Mr. Ringstead.
How many vehicles do we have total in there with the ambulances at this point?
How many ambulances total?
Yeah.
So currently we have four ambulances that can hit the road at any given time. So the three that are in service, one that's stocked and out of service, And then we have two what we call deep reserve ambulances over at Public Works. So altogether, there's six ambulances.
Six. So then what we do is just trade them out from here on out.
Right.
Get
so
one, get rid of one, get another one.
Right. So, yeah, the
six is kind of
the goal. Six is good because, of course, when one breaks, two will break, and you want to have that flexibility to bring additional ambulances in. This also will help, you know, with future planning, you know, for large events or anything like that, that we can have multiple ambulances covering large events, which is something I hope to tackle a little bit differently in 2025. But yeah, just as a maintenance concept, you'd love to have more than one spare ambulance, because ambulances are finicky little things. When one breaks, they're like, well, I want a day off too, and they both break. So you got to kind of work around that. And then the availability of parts and, you know, just the time it takes to repair things nowadays is, you know, a little bit more longer than used to be anyway. So like I said, we have the plan to purchase in my concept to buy one more brand new one. We do have a grant out, hopefully, that might approve for that. That would be great. And then our ambulances are in pretty decent shape. So as we move forward, I would probably recommend, like I said, remounting the ambulance. And that used to be about a 50% difference in price, but it's more about a 75% total cost compared to a new one. So in today's ambulance market anyway, maybe things will get better in the future, but that would be kind of the goal. But having those two in deep reserve has come in very handy when we've had multiple ambulances down. So six is a pretty comfortable spot that myself and Jeremiah over at Public Works are good with, and I think that's probably a solid number to stick with unless we have a significant change in service level as far as, you know, more ambulances on the road every day.
Ms. Rogers.
I was going to ask, I know in the past it seems like we've been able to divest ourselves of equipment to some of the smaller operations within the interior, and is that something that we regularly do? Do we have a pipeline for that already established, or is it just go out to bid and whomever?
So you can go either direction. We do have an established process that if there is a department that has a need for that apparatus, that we can look at that before we surplus anything on the fire side, unless it's just absolutely, you know, not something we can sell to somebody else or give away due to legal reasons like grants or whatever. Then we try to do that first. We'll send out emails to area chiefs and associations and say, is there a need? Do you want it? You know, what do you think about it? But the default at the end of that process would be just to put it up for public auction.
Mr. Clayworth, then Mr. Marnie.
And the six number total, is the bariatric ambulance one of those?
No, the A7 was sold in auction in 23. It's gone. Yes. Okay. Another agency purchased it.
I think the disposal method of going to auction is the best, personally. We've had trouble in the past where we've had engines and, you know, people make requests that they want us to give it to them. And you're, you know, that's taxpayer money that you're kind of giving away and could be used to replenish the capital fund or whatever. I'm a strong proponent of what you're doing, putting it at auction.
Yeah, I think both options are viable. It just depends on the probably each specific case. But yeah, usually public auction is what most situations would end up to in today's day and world.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, Jerry kind of asked the question I wanted to ask, but what kind of market is, I mean, where would a used ambulance set as far as price?
So that varies really depending auction to auction. In my experience, sometimes if you hit a hot market in a hot area, which the interior of Alaska isn't generally that marketplace, you know, you can get, you know, for an ambulance like ours, you know, it could go for anywhere, you know, $50,000 to $60,000 in the lower 48. It really just depends. Like I said, some auctions, you could sell the same ambulance in two different auctions and see two very different price points. They do have some value, but generally speaking, you're going to see either a non-emergency transport company that's trying to buy it at the lowest cost possible just to get it into their fleet, or you'll see someone like plumbers or carpenters or, you know, food vendors and stuff like that that will buy it to repurpose it for their industry. So, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, I could probably tell you within $10 what these ambulances would be worth. Today's market in this specific area where shipping is a little trickier unless you just happen to be local, I think you're going to see a little less, but A7 went for a pretty decent price when we sold it, and it was a very strange apparatus, to say the least. It wasn't bad. It wasn't wonderful. It just was very strange little ambulance we had. So I'd love to see a good price for, A3 or A5, whichever one Public Works decides would be the best one to surplus, but it really just depends on that day and that market and who's looking for an ambulance. So it's really hard to put an actual dollar on, but they hold their value pretty well. But you're not going to see any more than, probably 50 or 60,000 in the perfect scenario, I wouldn't think.
Ms. Sprinkle.
So if you sell A3, just picking a number, do you bring in the new one and call it an A3 again?
So the current numbering model that Public Works uses for our agency, they'll give it a bumper number, and then this would become, the new ambulance would be A12. It just continues on, yes. And we follow their numbering pattern.
Ms. Tidwell. Oh, come on. Everyone else has chimed in here. I want to hear your early morning knowledge and wit.
I think this is great. I'm excited that you've got one put together, and, it's only a little bit more than we budgeted for. Hopefully it doesn't take 2 years.
I hope that too.
Thank you, Ms. Tidwell. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll? Oh, we need a motion to pass resolution. Jerry, you want to make the motion?
Sure. I didn't read. I move that we adopt resolution 5131.
Is there a second? It's sort of early morning, so. Madam Clerk, will you now please call the roll?
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Resolution number 5131 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
All right, item B, resolution number 5132, a resolution awarding a contract to Sea Western Emergency Vehicles in the amount of $720,000 for a water tender, introduced by Mayor Proust.
Is there a motion to pass? Is there a second? By Mr. Marnie. Discussion? Ms. Sprinkle.
Is this something we had on our budget to know about, and is this new?
It's
in the budget. Already said yes to this. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yes.
That's just a lot of money out of my hand. Okay. I just needed that.
There's a reason why we're here.
I just wanted to make
sure.
And
this is it.
It's early. It's all. It's
this
early.
This is the trouble child. The tender.
On August 1st, this price goes up by $100,000.
Yes.
That's why we're here. So we were able to, but he had we cleaned up another thing.
Nothing like the 11th hour to get something done.
Man. Yeah.
This is our favorite.
So sitting
here, we're saving $100,000.
We're saving $100,000, but we're doing it now versus on the 12th
taxpayers.
Of August.
I'm glad I could help.
Any further discussion before we call the roll? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please?
Is this replacing something, by the way?
So this is replacing two very old, very worn out, very tired tenders that we currently have in service. So the goal is to place one tender in service and have one as reserve, and then we're going to use the other one as a part vehicle for the other tender because we can't find parts for those right now. So,
And a tender is a half, it looks like a half of a truck or half of a fire truck.
So this is a big water truck is what it is. This brings basically water and a pump to a fire.
Okay.
And we use it specifically for a very small area inside the city that doesn't have any hydrants. And this is also very popular to be called out for mutual aid runs. Currently, we have two tenders. Like I said, they're very old. We're going to have one new tender. We're going to run only one front first duty tenders from now on. The second one will be in reserve if this one were to have a mechanical need to be in the shop. And then the third one we're going to kind of use as parts. So until we can look into a way in the future to get another backup tender. So, but this was in the budget. We weren't as close on our crystal ball guess for this one, but this is replacing, like I said, two current very old tenders that have done a lot of good service for the city, and they need to take a break.
And how far off was our crystal ball?
With the final end of the day, we were $120,000 off, and if we waited till August 1st, we would have been $220,000 off. So okay. Tenders are very, all apparatus are very expensive right now, which is kind of interesting to me over my career, seeing these prices skyrocket since around, you know, the 2020 mark. But this is the best tender we can find for what we need. Price-wise, a custom tender would be probably really close to $1 million right now. So this is a commercial cab. It's a very, very basic tender. So this is kind of the bottom dollar tender out there right now. But it has good features that are kind of nice as well. So it's a good mix.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Resolution 5132 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk?
Mayor and Council Member comments?
Ms. Sprinkle?
I was at the borough meeting last Thursday, and I was thrilled to be able to help push the downtown plan over the finish line.
Ms. Rogers? Mr. Cleworth?
I read the paper today about that downtown plan and the changes they made. In your opinion, Mayor, are we out of sync with that now?
As per the city attorney, that plan is now null and void.
Okay. Why?
Mr. Ringstead and I have a 9 a.m. Thursday meeting with the director and the deputy director of the planning department to discuss options and what we may do going forward. Mr. Ringstead. Mr. Marnie.
No comment.
Ms. Tidwell.
I just comment on the, I was the rep at the meeting on Thursday. I did get to weigh in. They had a directive they passed to look into mail-out voting, and I did let them know that even though they're just investigating what that might look like for them, I asked them to make part of that investigation how that would affect the city financially if they were to go to mail-out voting, and we didn't. We currently share the cost of doing elections with them, so that might have some significant change for us. And on the downtown plan, I did have some conversation. I mean, they did change two of the things that we were contingent on. One of those was the addition of the language after the land acknowledgement to include for mining industry to be recognized in the explorers. They struck that. And they also put the inclusion and diversity paragraph back in, which they did reword that. So it wasn't the exact same thing that we had taken out. It was new. And they added that back in. Those were the two changes that we had as contingencies on ours. My conversation after... I'd be interested to see what happens on Thursday. The planning department actually told me, I heard on one hand that it is the borough that adopts that document, not the city. Like, the city doesn't adopt that. But the planning commission actually told me that it is very important that the city has said, yes, we agree to this. For that document is a little bit different than some of the others where, it's just adopted by the borough and it is what it is. The planning department kind of relayed to me that the downtown plan specifically is different in the way that it does need to have the city say, yes, we approve this. So I'm looking forward to see how those conversations go. And I'm hopeful that we work through that. If that means it needs to come back to us for approval, I would hope for that.
Mr. Cleworth.
Question for you, Crystal. In the discussions they had about taking out mining. I don't get that. What was the rationale for doing that?
They honestly didn't have a lot of discussion on it. And I know that had come up when they had a work session and the mayor was there like the week before, and they had asked him. So they knew really where we stood. And that actually came from us and I believe the Planning Commission also. They did, I mean, they didn't feel that it was appropriate in that section.
Ms. Rogers.
I just wanted to ask a question as to format. I know there's been a lot of comments Mr. Clearworth has mentioned a few times, but the process of us as city reps being at the meeting and being able to speak to an issue that they're discussing, did you have to go through the going down to the
No, so I said my comments in my report at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I knew that those are the two things that they'd be looking at. I knew that they had talked already with the mayor about the one in particular and asked about it. I didn't stay for the whole meeting. I did ask if they would reorganize it and put that the downtown plan ordinance in the beginning of the three that they had, and they didn't want to do that. They thought it was going to go quickly, and the two that they had in front of it did not go quickly, and I didn't stay.
You didn't stay till 2:30 a.m.?
I did not.
They're not.
I applaud your intelligence. Mr. Clayworth.
One more question, Crystal, on the election issue. How was that an ordinance resolution, or what are they doing there? What is their process?
I think it was just a resolution, and it was just for them to look into it. So okay. it wasn't a change, but I think they're going to come up with some data or, you know, I would assume in the future, depending on what comes back, that they would pursue that. But it was just for the clerk to do some investigation.
A question for Danny. Have you had any discussions with the borough clerk on this at all, or no?
Not about this particular resolution, but we did have, both April and I participated in a community discussion up at the university a few months back with the League of Women Voters, just on what a by-mail election looks like. We invited the clerk from Anchorage up because they now do by mail, and I think Juneau is also doing it. And it was just a time to present information to anyone who is interested in just learning more about it. There has been no action taken in that direction until, I guess, last Thursday. But I can dig into that a little bit more with the borough clerk.
Ms. Tidwell.
There is one other thing that was on the agenda. They had an ordinance that's a property tax credit for residential homes going forward, and they ended up referring that to the Economic Development Commission, which is great because I'll be able to see it some more over there. But I would really like us to maybe look at that and see what they're doing because, you know, we have our own here as well. If we were interested in even doing something that matched, I mean, that's what makes something like that really work across the board, is if we're both doing the same thing so that, you know, it kind of lines up. But that might be something to put on our agenda in the future to look at in a work session, just to see if we're interested in coming up with something similar. I would like.
Ms. Sprinkle.
So that wouldn't happen until October? When was that going to be, maybe?
I think that they're going to try to have a meeting sooner.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Mr. Marney.
On the downtown plan, do you remember what the vote was as far as, was it 5-4 or?
You had amendments and you had an overall plan. So I can find out what the votes for the amendments were. We'll find that out on Tuesday.
5-4 in regards to the mining thing. I think that's what the paper said this morning.
Can't remember exactly. Yeah. I can't remember what they were on the amendments.
4 against the change and 5 in favor.
Okay. Under my comments, I'll address the 2040 downtown plan. The Thursday before last, I was asked by Melissa Kellner and Kellen Spellman, the director and deputy director, to be available at the work session of the assembly to take questions, and I was there and I did. And I was asked specifically by Mr. Cross why, in regards to the mining and prospecting aspect, why was that inserted by the city of Fairbanks? I said, well, that came from members of the Planning Commission and reviewed by the City Council, and we agreed to it. We thought that you were leaving out the most important thing that we're here for, mining. You know, that's why the City of Fairbanks was founded. So they knew, well, Mr. Crass knew, that he specifically pulled that out. So they were aware of our resolution and our conditions. They specifically violated that condition, which in turn nullified our resolution of accepting that plan. And the City of Fairbanks is the group that implements the plan. That's why we are such a factor in this. I also told them that everything we did, everything, every change we made, had a 6-0 vote. How often do you have that? So, one other thing before I get to Ms. Sprinkle in discussion of this. Yesterday I talked with Robert Fox Jr. I asked him to give me a valuation estimate of the property that we own on the corner of Friend Street and Hamilton. It's time we do something with that. But what you do is you start with a valuation, what's it worth? So we'll see what he comes up with. He specializes in selling residential, well, basically land in the city, in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. So once I get that, I'll present that to you. Ms. Sprinkle, your question.
Again, it was a late night on Thursday. And when they, you know, I only made my testimony, and then they started the discussion about the downtown plan. So what I heard them mention, the mining component, is that they wanted to remove it from the land acknowledgement. I don't know that putting it somewhere else would have maybe been better.
We inserted it where we inserted it. We can find that out. But we inserted it. It was a...
I get it. But yeah. I don't think they were just saying we don't want this.
They deleted it.
Okay. Well, maybe that's...
Yeah, they deleted that portion of what we inserted. Hence, the document for the plan for us is null and void. This time.
Okay. Well, I'm disappointed to hear all that, but I will sit and wait.
You know, this is a consequence of an action. They knew the consequences of the action. When they were questioning me on some of the things, they didn't say they were going to... They questioned why we did it, and I gave them the reasons why. Then I had Danny on Wednesday evening send me our resolution and how it was written, along with the 41 pages that we sent back to them with all the changes. So they knew what they were doing.
So you and John are going to go and smooth the waters? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm going to say, tell them that right now it's null and void. I don't know if we want to get back involved in this, to tell you the truth.
Well, I would hope you could, because that's been
a
lot of
work.
It's
a ping pong ball. And what happens after this? Are we going to do something? Are we going to insert something? They're going to say no. And you look at it, and we direct this. We have fire, police, streets, building, sidewalks. We do everything. They have zoning, and they take care of a park strip. We take care of everything else. So we do the heavy lift. We have a lot of good plans on there that we're already doing. You know, I have some ideas that I'll be showing you amongst downtown in that area. And so I sort of look at this and say, if we do not vote in favor of whatever changes are made or whatever, we're still going forward to clean up the downtown area in this area. You know, we have bids going out on the Alaska Motel to destruct it. We're knocking down the Polaris building. We're looking at building something there. I've got some plans for a little piece of property that the city owns along the waterfront, updating it, and things like that. So we do the heavy lift here.
I'm
not worried about, I am personally, professionally, and as a mayor, not worried about this plan not being adopted, because we're doing it already.
I'll hold my comments right now.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Mr. Marnie.
I just want to thank this council for our relationship, what, you know, how we handle our citizens and how we get along together. That borough is, the assembly is not functional.
Yeah, the silence of that statement here is golden. There's a lot of smiles here. Thank you for explaining it very well, Mr. Marnie, the difference between Fairbanks City Council and the Borough Assembly. We enjoy meetings even if they're at 7 a.m. Is there any other discussion before we adjourn?
I think that we all appreciate each other, and we regularly make comments about how much we appreciate each other. And I think our pathway of disagreeing has always been with integrity, that we seek to understand the other's viewpoint mm-hmm. or disagreeing on something, and that our regular ongoing relationship is something we're very proud of.
Yeah, overall, you know, I think about it and I say, why would you pull out 4 days after Golden Days, three sentences appreciating gold mining and prospecting? I sort of shake my head. Different body of government. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.